here with Mike Howe of Metal Church, and Mike now back in the band. And Mike, talk a little bit about what you have currently going on with the band right now.
Well, we are about to release our new record, 11, or XI, on the 25th of March, and we are about to undertake our first East Coast tour in with Mike Howe singing in the band again since 1994. So we've got a new record, and like I said, and we already did some warm-up shows. We did some shows up in Washington State, where the band was originally from, in Aberdeen, Washington, and then one in Tacoma, and we went on the Monsters of Rock cruise and played on played in the Caribbean on that ship there. That was really awesome. And we're in a little bit of a hiatus right now, just a couple weeks at home, and I'm flying to the East Coast Monday to prep for the this upcoming tour.
Now I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story here, Mike, and this goes back to when I was in high school back in 1994. I was a sophomore or junior. I don't remember now. Anyhow, I was getting into metal bands, and metal wasn't considered cool, but I was really getting into many of these bands. And the thing that was really amazing is that I would always go through the thank you notes of all these different heavy metal acts and find names of bands. And I would also go to the local CD store or music store. And I remember hearing of the band Metal Church, and I remember the first album that I ever bought by Metal Church was sitting right there. It was The Human Factor, obviously an album that you sang on. And that album, to me, was the band at its peak. I really thought creatively, I thought creative-wise, musically, that this was not only my favorite record by you guys, it still is, and it had such a great vibe, a great feel. It was just an amazing record. And even to this day, if I have to go back and pick 20 or 25 albums that really got me into heavy metal, that is one of them. And you know, coming full circle now, you are now back in this band. You know, you've always been my favorite singer in this band. And what's amazing is that the new record, you still have a pretty good vibe on it, you know, just like you did on The Human Factor or Hanging in the Balance or any of them. And talk about what it's like for you to be back. Do you feel the great vibe that this band had? Do you feel that you have that back now that you are back in Metal Church?
Well, first of all, thank you for all those kind words. I appreciate that very much. And, yeah, it's awesome to think back about that record and, you know, and the time that I spent in Metal Church 22 years ago and the things that we did. And, you know, that is the main reason, you know, I'm back, and being able to try to rekindle that spirit of Metal Church with Kurt Vanderhoof was our main goal, you know. And Kurt, I was apprehensive about coming back. This has been almost a year and a half now that since I first was contacted by Kurt. And, you know, I didn't have any intention at all of coming back, but Kurt and I had many discussions about how things had changed in the music business and the way that it's being run and the way Metal Church is being dealt with, which in the past is what pushed me away from the business in Metal Church, you know, such as, you know, management companies having a little too much say in what we do and trying to push us in directions that we didn't want to be, and us not being strong enough to, you know, say no to them, and record companies and the pressures of record companies trying to get us to put out records on certain dates and in line with these, you know, deadlines. And so these are things that Kurt and I talked about, saying this time, you know, we get back together, there's no pressures. There's just he and I, you know, getting in a studio like we did for The Human Factor back when we first got together, and just getting in there, getting creative, and having fun creating heavy metal music. And we were able to create that scenario and do it in the town that we did the very first record that I wrote with them, which was The Human Factor. And so we're very proud of this material, because it was all us, and that's what we wanted to emphasize, is there are nobody's telling us what to do. There's no timelines. We get in there, we Kurt laid down songs, I heard them, I was inspired by them, we got in his studio, fired up his computer, just a blast. And so we took it from the writing process to the very end of the mixing and the packaging. And for the first time ever, we're saying, look, this is Metal Church how we believe it should be and the way we feel about the music. So that is very satisfying to be able to do that. And that's why I'm back.
In the time you've been out of Metal Church, have you done anything else musically in between, you know, during these last, say, like 20-some years?
I have not done anything professionally, no, but I'm a singer, and I'll always be a singer, and, you know, over the years I've sang with friends, but in many different genres just for fun, but, you know, I sing around the house, and I bug the family, you know, and I've got boys, and I bug them, and, you know, and we're a musical family, so I've never stopped singing. I just didn't sing professionally for money.
You know, talking about getting away from the business, the way things are, you know, basically the way everything's structured now compared to when you were in it before, it's like, you know, Kurt is a producer, and you guys could pretty much do things the way you want to do them, do it yourself.
That's exactly, I believe, the point I was trying to make is is that Kurt has his own studio, and he's very adept and capable at recording songs and producing them and getting the whole process from the very beginning all the way to the end in his studio, and that is a huge thing. He is an amazingly talented guy, and I feel lucky to have been reconnected with him and get to do our art together, and he and I just really have a great chemistry together, I believe.
I always view my favorite era of the band, my favorite three albums by Metal Church, actually with you and them, and that's no disrespect to the other singers in the band or anything like that, but I always thought music with the band really hit their prime when you joined them. So Blessing in Disguise, and, you know, we talked about The Human Factor earlier, and then, of course, Hanging in the Balance, and there was a great feel of musical chemistry between you and Kurt and everybody else in the band. And, you know, was that same vibe there? Was it present when you came back and started jamming with Kurt again?
I feel that same vibe. We reconnected like we had never, lost a step together. And I felt not only the same vibe, but I felt a lot younger again in spirit, you know, being able to get back and do something that I loved when I was younger. And I feel very blessed and lucky to be able to have a second chance at it. And, you know, I think with the maturity, you know, the old age and maturity that we have, we were able to, you know, relax a little and enjoy it more and, be very thoughtful about what we're doing and just to not, like I said, not have the outside pressures get to us because there were none. And we were just saying, let's just, you know, be Mike Howe and Kurt Vanderhoof together and see what we can write in this, you know, in this day and age of our stage of our lives. And I think it was productive and fruitful, and I'm very proud of what we did, and I just hope that everybody likes it as much as we do.
How would you compare this new album, 11, to the stuff, maybe some of the stuff that you've done before, and you know, compare it to stuff that the band has even done in the past?
You know, they're all a different snapshot in life. Like kids, they're your kids. You know, so they're all different, and they all came along at different periods of your life and different stages of who you were and your development as a person. And so, they each, in their own right, have a personal stamp on them for me and a love of a certain time. But what binds them together is just the riffing of Kurt Vanderhoof, the unbelievable songwriting of Kurt Vanderhoof, and my melodies over them. And I think that has not changed. I think this is what we were shooting for, is when the human, we didn't feel like we were done when we did Hanging in the Balance. You know, when Hanging in the Balance was written and recorded, we didn't feel like, we're really on a down slide of writing. We're really running out of ideas. We felt like we were really strong still, but the outside pressures of the business just ruined it for us. So that's why we wanted to come back and say, look, you know, we just want to try to pick up from Hanging in the Balance and see what we would have written after that if we would have kept going. And this is it.
Well, talk a little bit about the Hanging in a Balance album. You just kind of touched on that, because I thought that was a great record, even though it wasn't the most well-received album by you guys. It was a very diverse record musically, and I thought the performance of the band members and many of the songs I thought were outstanding. And talk a bit about that era of the band, because I know that's when they called it quits for a little while. But I thought Hanging in a Balance is a pretty strong album, despite, you know, maybe some of the negative reviews that it may have had.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. You know, I think we were, as songwriters, we were developing, Kurt and I, you know, a variety of song styles within the metal genre. We liked to have different paces and different, you know, grooves in our metal and have a diverse album. And I think that's where we were heading, and I think we took that into this new album as well. And so as far as, you know, our songwriting for Hanging in the Balance, we were really proud, once again, you know, of our development. But the outside pressures from management at that time and from the record company and from the business and where, you know, grunge and all that was becoming the forefront of music and heavy metal was kind of being pushed aside. So all those factors really were disappointing. And I'll point out to one thing that was, you know, a managerial pressure was the record cover of that Hanging in the Balance. You know, I hate that record cover. I hated it. It was embarrassing to me, and I did not like it. I did not want it, and it was pushed upon me, and I could not get them to change that. And it was a money thing, and I, you know, I was 20-something years old, and I didn't have enough, you know, clout to get it changed. So those kind of things were happening, and in a much worse way. And then health reasons, you know, Kurt Carrington was diabetic, and his health was deteriorating, and he wasn't taking good care of himself. So there were many factors that were, it was just very sad, the end of Metal Church, and I decided to walk away before it got ugly, you know, and I could see the writing on the walls, and so that's why I stepped away.
Well, what's kind of, sorry.
But it was just very sad for me. I wasn't, you know, I walked away, you know, with my head hung low, you know, very sad, knowing that we, such potential we still had, but all these outside influences just put an end to us.
So we talked a little bit about some of the darker times of the band. Let's talk about some of the more brighter times, the more positive things that have happened. And let's talk about when you first joined the band. I know when you joined the band, it was kind of funny because when you replaced David Wayne, it's almost like the singer swapped band members because, you know, the Heretic guys ended up playing with Wayne's band Reverend. But talk about how you joined Metal Church and about that time.
Yeah, that is interesting. You know, I moved from Detroit, Michigan to Los Angeles with a heavy metal band I was in called Snare to, you know, to try to make it. And we banged around the Hollywood scene for about a year and a half, and, you know, we just kind of disbanded. They actually, you know, kicked me out. And so Heretic was another band that was in the scene in L.A., which was, you know, a Poison and a glam band scene was going on at that time, which was, you know, it was kind of interesting. But so they were looking for a singer, so I joined up with Heretic, and they had a deal with Metal Blade Records, and they had already had an album's worth of material written, ready to go, and they asked me to join and sing on the album. So I said okay for that, and we had a mutual manager, I guess. He tour managed Metal Church on one of their first tours, and we knew him, and he said, hey, Kurt Vanderhoof from Metal Church is looking to expand, you know, his horizons, and he wants to get into producing, so would you be interested in having him produce your album? And we said, of course. So Kurt came down to Los Angeles, and he produced Heretic's first record with me on it, and that's where we met. And, you know, immediately working in the studio with him, we hit it off, and we had a great time working together there, and he was like, hey, you know, Metal Church is looking for a singer. Would you be interested in trying out for Metal Church? And so, you know, for me, it was a business move. I'd come to L.A. with, you know, my childhood friends to make it, and I was no longer with them, and Heretic were great guys and great players, but this was an opportunity for me, and I had to take it. So I flew up to Seattle and laid tracks down for a demo for Anthem to the Estranged. That was my tryout, singing a demo for Anthem to the Estranged, and a week later they called me and said, if you want the job, it's yours. And as they say, the rest is history. And then not long after that, we, you know, we heard that Dave Wayne had wandered down to the Los Angeles scene to see what he could do, and he joined forces with the Heretic. So is interesting.
Yeah, it's just funny how it was kind of like a swap of band members. And I know Heretic, you know, had reformed, you know, uh-huh. you know, more recently and stuff like that. But I just thought it was interesting when you look back in history. You know, you joined Metal Church. David Wayne formed his own band, but basically, the guys from Heretic were the band.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, Dave had the name, so he was pretty much, you know, had the clout to say, you know, we're gonna call it Reverend, and you guys can be my band. I think that's how it went, but that's just my opinion.
Well, we're getting a little bit off track here because I do want to talk about the album. So, talk about the new album and talk about the making of this record and what went into it.
Well, so with the age of digital, that was a big help, you know, that we didn't have in the past. So that was a time saver, and it was a great tool for us to use, which we didn't have in the past. And so Kurt had written, you know, basic song structures for a bunch of songs with me in mind when I said, yeah, let's give it a try, Kurt, let's see what you can write. And he'd written, you know, a dozen or so in a couple weeks' time and sent it to me, and I was listening to him, and I was very inspired by his, you know, his masterful riffs that he was still banging out. And I was like, Kurt, you still have it. It's amazing. So then what I did was I flew up to Aberdeen, Washington, Seattle, and went out to his studio at his house where we, you know, the same town where we wrote all the other records, because Kurt still lives there. And we'd go into his studio, and we wanted to just be spontaneous. We didn't really want to think about it too much. We were like, let's just go with the energy and the feel of, you know, how Mike Howe feels with this song. And so we'd put up a microphone, and he'd play back. He'd be the engineer, and he'd play back the songs to me, and I would just start, you know, singing out melodies, and sometimes lyrics would pop out, and ideas would pop out, and we'd just be like, okay, well, this is working really good, but this segue's not working so well, so can we take that part out? And he would say, yeah, give me 1 second, and he would fly that part out on the computer, and we'd recraft the song. So we were kind of doing a post-production while we were writing the songs, and it was a great way to work, because, you know, when your ideas are fresh and you're working on that spontaneity, it's right there, and you can do it immediately with computers instead of having to stop and then replay the songs or maybe re-record them on tape or whatever, you know. So that's how we went about it, basically. And we talked about how we just wanted to be, you know, not overthinking things and just from the heart. So with that all in mind, we just went for it, and things flowed, and we're grateful for the way it came out.
Now, you played the Monsters of Rock cruise, and I know those cruise ships, they're a pretty unique experience. And talk about playing that.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was, you know, I had trepidation about doing it because of, you know, my memories of being 20-something and being on the road and the fans there. I love the fans. I appreciate the fans. It's so awesome meeting them face-to-face. But I was the kind of guy that would just, I couldn't say no or walk away. And so I'd be there, you know, trying to give my all and say hi and sign as many autographs at all times as I could. But it would wear me out, and I didn't know it. You know, I couldn't. It was difficult for me at times because I would just wear myself out, not being able to get my own time. And so I was a little bit, you know, scared about being on a boat with all the fans right there with you. You know, and Kurt was like, "No, it's not like that anymore." You know, and so I was like, "Okay, let's see how it goes." And we went on the cruise, and it was amazing. The fans were so gracious and so awesome. It was way better than I'd ever imagined it could be. And I was so humbled by their, you know, their generosity in welcoming me back. And, you know, it was overwhelming, and I had a great time.
So, like, some friends of mine that played that show, did you pick up any viruses or flus or anything?
Yeah, that's funny because when I got back home, you know, it seemed like we were all good. The week after I got back home, I got, like, a horrible cold like I haven't had in years, and so did our record company's president and a couple other people. So whether it was from the boat or not, I have no idea, but, yeah, I did get sick.
Well, it was from the boat, trust me. I have a story. I'll have a little bit of a story for you after we get done with the interview, because it's actually, you'll kind of find it humorous. So,
yeah, I mean, well, when you gather that many people into one place, I mean, you're bound to get some germs. But the interesting thing about that is, at every doorway and every hallway, they have hand sanitizer and they have happy people singing, squirting hand sanitizer into your palms. they're trying harder on those cruises, I think.
Obviously, on these cruises, you do get a lot of downtime where you get to maybe watch some bands. And did you get to see any bands that you played live? And if you did, you know, were there any bands that you really enjoyed watching play live?
Yes, there were a lot of bands. And I just, you know, I thought I might have to hide in my room, you know, when I was on this cruise. And I didn't do any of that. I was out amongst it. Everyone was, the vibe and the feel of all the people on that boat, it was so special. And so just, we're all here in the same, for the same reason. It's like a little tribe on the boat, you know. And it was a great experience. So I would go, and I got to take my 18-year-old son with me, which was very special to me. And so he and I would be cruising around and with the other guys in the band sometimes and just go check out shows. And the amount of shows going on in the different theaters and up on the pool deck was just, there was a lot of great stuff going on. And there were Q&As and all sorts of, you know, meet and greets. And then shows playing. I mean, I saw bands that I had never seen before still rocking, like Tesla. And I mean, I saw Halloween, I saw Doro, we saw Queensryche, Armored Saint. There was so many bands just playing that were great. I could keep going on, but there were young bands on there that are up and coming that I'd never heard of. That were the Kicks. Were some three-piece girl band from Wales that were rocking. It was awesome. And you know, Archer, there's a band from Santa Cruz called Archer, and those guys were rocking, and they're young guys. And so it was just a veritable, you know, a variety of different kinds of acts, and everyone was just having a great time.
Mike, you're coming back to Cleveland, and what are some of your memories that you've had in playing here in this city?
Well, I mean, Cleveland, they have crazy mad metal fans there. It's awesome. I mean, every time I've been to Cleveland area, the metal fans are just insane in a great way. So I think Peabody's, is that a club that's in Cleveland back in the day?
It is not there anymore, but it used to be.
Yeah, so that was a club that I recall playing a lot. And yeah, we've played many places there, but I know that Cleveland, like the Midwest, you know, Detroit and Chicago and Cleveland and, you know, Ohio, all that Midwest area is a big hub for metal and always has been, and I look forward to getting back in the mix.
Gotcha. So I'm going to ask you one last question, and I wanted to get a station ID from you.
Sure.
If possible. Last question I ask every band this, and, you know, it's kind of like a shout-out type thing or whatever they want to do, but any last words for the fans that are going to be checking this out on my radio show?
Well, my words to the fans are always thank you, thank you, thank you. I am, you know, humbled and grateful, and I'm just overwhelmed with the support 20-some years later that is still out there for Mike Howe and Metal Church. And, you know, it's the reason I even considered coming back, because of the response I saw from the fans. And, you know, it's just something you can't describe, the love given to me by people who love the music, and I am just so thankful.